Morgans, AM, your pre-market briefing.
US equity markets opened the week with modest gains. The Dow is up 23 points or 0.1%. Broader S&P 500 also inching 0.1% higher, with real estate and communication services the leading sector performers, while materials and financials were the notable laggards. The Nasdaq rose 0.6%, with Facebook and Netflix climbing 4.2% and 3.2% respectively. US Commerce Secretary Wilbur Ross told CNBC that President Trump is perfectly happy to impose tariffs on the remaining US $300 billion of Chinese imports if the two superpowers fail to agree a deal. Ross also said that Trump is giving very serious thought to slapping tariffs on all auto imports, including those from the European Union. Separately, an influential Chinese Communist Party journal on Sunday ran a commentary piece saying that the US has underestimated China's will to fight a trade war and Beijing is prepared for a long economic battle. In merger and acquisition news, auction house Sotheby's soared 58.6% on news it will be acquired for $3.7 billion by Bidfair USA, a company owned by telecom businessman Patrick Drahi. Array BioPharma also surged 56.9% after the company was acquired by Pfizer for US $10.6 billion. In US economic data, the Empire State Manufacturing Survey recorded its biggest monthly drop in history, falling 26.4 points to a negative 8.6 in June, the lowest reading since June 2011. Separately, the National Association of Homeowners Housing Market Index fell to 64 in June from 66 in the previous month. Housing starts for May are released tonight Australian time. Europe's major bourses were mixed, Germany's DAX dipping 0.1%. Deutsche Lufthansa tumbled 11.6% after the airline issued a profit warning. Deutsche Bank rose 1.2% following a weekend report in the Financial Times that the lender was planning to overhaul its investment banking activities, including by creating a so-called bad bank that will hold tens of billions of euro in non-core assets and trimming its US equities business. France's CAC rose 0.4%. A very busy economic calendar tonight in Europe, including Eurozone consumer price inflation for May, balance of trade data for April, and the ZEW Economic Sentiment Index for June. German producer price inflation and the ZEW Current Conditions and Economic Sentiment Survey for June are also on the agenda. London's FTSE edged 0.2% higher. Of the stock markets representing the five largest global economies, US, China, Japan, Germany and the UK, all moved 0.2% or less on Monday. Base metals were mixed, copper gaining 0.6% to just over 265 a pound. Elsewhere, zinc rose 0.6%, while aluminium dipped 0.03% and nickel down 1.1%. Falls across the grades on spot iron ore markets, with the benchmark contract down $2.09 to $108.21 a metric tonne. Gold futures eased $1.60 to $1,342.90 an ounce. Oil prices retreated as traders reportedly continued to mull last Friday's soft China industrial production figures for May. WTI settled 58 cents lower at $51.93 a barrel, with a late sell-off leaving the contract at its session lows. Brent shed $1.18 to $60.82 a barrel. Bank of America Merrill Lynch lowered its Brent price forecast to $63 a barrel from $68 a barrel previously for the second half of 2019 on faltering demand. US bond markets struggled for direction ahead of the Federal Reserve's latest monetary policy meeting. US 10-year Treasury yields slipped 0.7 of a basis point to 2.086%. The central bank is not expected to make any changes to interest rates when they announce their decision Thursday morning Australian time, and this latest meeting will include updated economic forecasts, including the Fed's outlook for growth and inflation. The Australian dollar is weaker, plumbing a fresh decade low, absent the flash crash in early January, buying approximately 68.55 US cents. The minutes from the Reserve Bank of Australia's 4th of June monetary policy meeting are released today, along with Australia's first quarter house price index. China's house price index for May is on the regional calendar.
This is general advice only, and we have not considered your needs or objectives.